David Cohn has been one of the best pitchers in baseball for the past 16 years. He's a five-time All-Star and was a key member of the three-time defending champion New York Yankees. He pitched a perfect game just a couple of years ago. Now he's desperately trying to end his career on a good note. After a disastrous season last year with the Yankees, Cohn signed with the arch-rival Boston Red Sox. He is currently pitching his way back from injury and last year's embarrassment. Roger Angel, arguably baseball's best writer, has captured Cohn's struggle in the new book, A Pitcher's Story, Innings with David Cohn. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It started as a book about pitching. Roger Angel and David Cohn teamed up, a sportsbook dream team, to reveal the many mysteries of throwing a ball. Angel is considered by many the Bard of baseball, but despite years of elegant writing for the New Yorker magazine, he was attempting, at age 79, to write his first book that wasn't a compilation of essays. Of course, he says, the task was less daunting because the subject was David Cohn.
Like every other writer who has been around him, he's a wonderful player to talk to. He talks in full paragraphs and is intelligent and passionate at the same time.
For example, listen to Cohn describe his best moment in 1999, when he became just the 16th pitcher in history to throw a perfect game, meaning no opposing batters got on base.
My emotions were running so high during the ninth inning that I could almost feel my hair growing. You know, your whole body feels like it's in a different state, almost like you're underwater.
These two eloquent men set off on their journey through the 2000 baseball season, fully intending to chronicle many more winning moments. But as the journey unfolded, the itinerary changed.
And the numbers of David Cohn are way off what you are used to seeing with this very fine major league pitcher. Pitch to Lewis, swinging a high fly ball right center field. Bernie Williams on the run, way out there. It is out of here! Lewis hits a three-run home run. So the Orioles are playing home run derby against David Cohn, and the Birds now lead it 7-2.
In baseball speak, David Cohn lost his stuff. This July 4th drubbing heard on WBAL in Baltimore could have been any number of games Cohn pitched. That image from the year before, when he dropped to his knees, exulting after the perfect game, was replaced by a new image, Cohn throwing and then whipping his head around to watch another ball rocket toward the outfield. As the losses piled up, Roger Angel worried about Cohn and their joint project. Angel says he wasn't the only one concerned.
There was a day at Yankee Stadium when Cohn was struggling again and line drives going by him, and Bob Shepard, the great enunciator, the Yankee announcer, came up behind me in the press box and said, "Drop the book."
But Angel didn't. Having written his share of stories about winning athletes, he realized the potential of a book about losing. Cohn did too.
There's no way I was going to walk away. As Roger has said on many occasions, sometimes this type of story can be more interesting because there's been so many books, especially baseball books, that have been written about the championship athlete and the wonderful things that happened and how he goes about his craft and what he does right and everything that eventually turns into a kind of a puff piece. To whereas this project turned into a real realistic look at a veteran pitcher really struggling with his craft and struggling with his confidence and struggling with his emotions all along the way.
It became a more interesting book, perhaps, but Cohn sometimes hated the process. Angel writes, "He was tired of seeing me there, with my notebook and concerned face. He'd walk away and I'd hear little from him for days on end." Cohn obsessed about how to turn around his bad performances. For whatever reason, he lost the ability to throw his best pitch, a slider, which normally baffled batters by darting away as it crossed the plate. Now baffled himself, Cohn and his coaches scrutinized the position of his throwing arm and how he gripped the ball and released it. Cohn says there was too much experimenting, and it left him a much different pitcher.
That was a kind of a confused pitcher, searching, constantly tinkering, and that natural creativity that I had on the mound at good times during my career sort of left me last year, and I kind of became a victim of my own style.
The tinkering, says Angel, happened anywhere, anytime.
I think it was in May or June or so when he'd already begun to know this was not going to be a good year after all, and he got up in the middle of the night at home to go to the bathroom and didn't wear pajamas, and he told me that he suddenly found himself naked standing in front of a mirror going through his pitching motion. I mean, is that pathetic or what?
Equally disturbing, Angel says, was the reaction some people had to Cohn's failures.
Some of my friends in the middle of David's season knew I was doing a book, and they would smile when I saw them, and they'd say, well, he's not himself anymore. He can't do it anymore, can it? And they were actually happy about this. There's a sort of a schadenfreude, the business of taking pleasure in other people's pain, because these guys now become more like us.
But how athletes deal with their pain is not like most of us. They often don't quit, even when they should. Sports history is filled with uncomfortable images of athletes who stayed too long, like the great Willie Mays, who in one instance couldn't even throw a ball in from the outfield during the 1973 World Series. David Cone knew the risk of not retiring after last season. Still, he took it.
If that means that I lose a little face at the end of my career, or maybe even if I have to go out there and humiliate myself as I did quite often last year, it's something that I'm willing to make the trade-off on, because I still feel like I can pitch. And for me, pushing it a little too far is much better than quitting too soon.
He was back in the fray last Thursday, giving up 2 runs in 3 innings in his Boston debut. And once again, Cone was the topic of conversation on sports programs like this one on ESPN.
Is David Cone going to be a major part of the Red Sox plans? Can he be, a stalwart in that rotation?
Well, that's probably overstating things a bit. This at least was a good starting point, and I think he'll stay with this team the majority of the season. Today,
Cone, now 38 years old, says he signed with Boston to get the edge he felt he needed. No longer a Yankee, he says he still wanted to be part of the fabled New York-Boston rivalry. His goal is not a certain number of wins or strikeouts. It's succeeding at a key moment late in the season when the team, even the city, is depending on him. If Cone gets the chance, Roger Angel says he'll be there with his notebook, and he hopes this time a smile. Tom Goldman, NPR News.